This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor said on Sunday Israel has accepted the outline of U.S. President Joe Biden's ceasefire deal. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant said on Sunday that Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and that it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told ABC News Sunday that if Hamas agrees to the deal to end the Gaza war, the U.S. expects Israel to also accept the plan.
That's Reuters' Alex Cohen. Qatar and Saudi Arabia Sunday condemned an Israeli parliamentary bill that seeks to label UNRWA, the main provider of aid for Palestinians in Gaza, a terrorist group, joining a growing number of nations opposed to that proposal. Bill, which passed a preliminary vote in Parliament last week, is a product of increasingly tense relations between Israel and the United Nations. U.S. and Chinese defense officials offer competing visions for Asia, even as they agreed to keep channels open during a security summit that wrapped up Sunday in Singapore.
This was Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's first face-to-face meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Defense Minister Dong Jun. High-level talks that China had rejected until recently. Austin insisted war is avoidable and dialogue is necessary.
And every conversation is not going to be a happy conversation. But it is important that we continue to talk to each other.
There is much to talk about, including China's military threats against democratic Taiwan. And in the disputed South China Sea, Chinese ships have harassed much smaller Philippine vessels. Those hotspots make it even more important for the U.S. and China to keep talking. Many
VOA's Bill Gallo. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on tensions between Ukraine and China over Ukraine peace talks.
Ukraine's president has accused China of pressuring other countries not to attend upcoming Ukraine peace talks. Speaking at Asia's premier security conference in Singapore, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that China was hampering peace in Ukraine. To do everything so that leaders do not come to the peace summit, to push them, pressure them, that definitely does not bring peace closer. And that is not only support to Russia, that is basically support of war. China has staked out what it says is a neutral position on the war, putting it at odds with Ukraine, the United States, and most of Europe. Its trade with Russia has grown, easing the economic impact of Western sanctions. I'm Karen Chema.
Ballot counting continues in an election that will likely give Mexico its first female president, but the heat, violence, and polarization continue through election day. People turned out to vote in the townships in the western state of, despite the fact of a town council candidate being shot to death by two hitmen aboard a motorcycle just hours before the election. Nearly 100 million people were registered to vote in the race to replace the outgoing president, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. Voters are also electing governors in nine of the country's 32 states. There's been a seismic political shift in South Africa, where the African National Congress lost its parliamentary majority for the first time, getting just 40% of the vote. Keith Bartlett reports.
The question is, who will the ANC partner with? That decision will have a huge effect on Africa's most developed economy and the country's political future. Businesses will be rooting for a coalition with the Democratic Alliance, for years the official opposition, which came in second with more than 21% of the vote. A surprise third, nudging out Julius Malema's populist economic freedom fighters, was the Mkhonto wa Sizwe Party, or MK, led by former President Jacob Zuma. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Earthquakes have again struck Japan's north-central region of Ishikawa, that is still recovering from the destruction left by a powerful quake on January 1st. Shaking Monday that started with a 5.9 magnitude quake left only minor damage. There was no danger of a tsunami. Two houses damaged in a January 1st quake collapsed in Wajima City, but no injuries or other damage were reported so far. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the latest quakes were believed to be aftershocks of the one in January. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.